If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Everybody has a list, especially for the weekend. And Lou, I think a lot of people are trying to clean up after storm damage.
Wow, it's something else, right? I mean,
yeah.
It really is. I've been around a long time, and I just don't remember this kind of weather. And I think people need to spend a little bit more and be prepared. You and I spoke about this a few weeks ago when there were that other rash of storms. I think it's really important to have some kind of backup power plan available and to have some supplies around in the case of these bad storms that you're ready for cleanup and you have everything you need.
Right. They just announced that another tornado was confirmed yesterday near Huntley. National Weather Service was out there. They're wondering if that was part of what went through Bartlett and Carpentersville as well. But you know, I'm always concerned, like, okay, so a tree falls on your house. Do you have a tarp? Do you get up there? How do you keep rain from coming in? It just seems to be pretty overwhelming.
Well, and, you know, and here you live out in the country, in the farm, where you're very exposed. But, you know, I think things like having a backup generator, whether you do a whole house generator or not, I think is important. I think having a small chainsaw, even a battery-operated chainsaw, can go a long way keeping it charged, of course, and because if you had to cut a branch down, you would be ready to go. Have a shop vac available. I mean, these are all the things that if there's a terrible storm, you're like, oh, we got to run out and get out of that stuff, and guess what? The stores have nothing when you go to
right.
do that, and a little bit of an investment now, I think, goes a long way.
National Weather Service now says 151 tornadoes in the state of Illinois so far this year. That is shattering every previous record. Okay, Lou, here's the first question across on the text line. I need to stain my treated wood deck that's 2 years old. Do I sand it down first? And what grade paper? Can I use a circular sander, stain, or just clear? And any brand suggestions?
So the biggest thing with a two-year-old deck is that you do need to clean it really well, and then you need to sand it, in particular the horizontal boards, because it does get hard and almost petrifies, and so the stain doesn't get accepted. So you want to sand it just to open up the fibers. You don't have to go crazy. Then you brush it off one more time, and then I'm a big fan of semi-transparent deck stains. It is the color in a semi-transparent stain that protects the deck from the UV rays of the sun. One of my favorites is a product by a company out of California called Penafin. They make a really, really good, actually it's a rosewood oil-based stain that penetrates really well. You apply it, you wipe it off with a rag, kind of like you're doing a dining room table, and it does a really nice job.
I love this question because based on my experience, know if there's one, there's more. Hey, Lou, got a question. We recently had a bat get into our house. The bat left, but what do we do to prevent bats from visiting us again? We did have another bat a few years ago. We managed to get it out of the house, but we'd love some bat prevention advice.
Okay, well, you're right. There's not just one bat. And you keep in mind, I know nobody wants them, but they really do serve a great purpose in the world. You need to find out where they're coming in. You need to, there's a hole somewhere that's drawing them in. If they're up in an attic space, it's a good idea to bring a LED light bulb up there and keep the light bulb on 24/7. They're nocturnal. They don't like the light. And the other thing you can do, and this sounds funny, but if you bring a radio up there, and in particular tune it to an AM radio station like WGN, there is a static that emerges from the radio that the bats don't like. This is the same holds true for rodents, too, if you ever had squirrels or raccoons up there as well. And then if you do those two things, eventually you can take the radio out of there, but leave the light there and even have it on a timer to keep it on and make it uncomfortable for them to be there, and they'll go somewhere else.
That is the best advice I've ever heard, and I've never heard anything like that before. Wow.
It does work.
gosh. Hey, Lou.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered.
We have travertine tile in our shower. The grout around the tub is all black. What product do we use so this doesn't happen again? It's hard to use products on this type of tile. What grout do we buy when we have to replace it?
Yeah, so travertine is tough. You got to be very careful with the type of cleaner that you use. I really do like a mold cleaner called Concrobium, which is sodium carbonate, so it can be used on travertine. I would soak it, you know, the grout really well with the Concrobium, let it dry, and then use a brass stripping brush to see if you can clean it. If it doesn't come clean, you're going to have to remove that grout, and then that's a little bit more involved. You need either a multi-tool or a rotary tool. Then I would recommend using an epoxy grout. You can get them in multiple colors. A great manufacturer is Laticrete. It is a little more difficult to apply, but because it's epoxy, it stays flexible and it won't stain, and it's just a really good choice.
Okay, let's go to line one. Hi, you're on WGN. What's your question for Lou Manfredini? John.
Oh, Don, this is Don. What is that doing, Lou?
Hey, Don.
Hi. Hello?
Here go ahead. Don, what's your question?
Oh, yeah, Lou, I don't know. My daughter's friends, they had a car hurt and I wanted to remove from the driveway. Somehow in the middle of the night, cars couldn't be driven, but they dragged the car with a chain down to the end of the driveway and left the black tire marks all the way down the driveway. So I'm looking for some kind of cleaner.
Is it a concrete driveway?
It's a concrete driveway, yes.
Yeah, I would, if you can, I would rent a pressure washer if you don't own one. Just with straight water to blow that rubber off of there. But I would do it sooner than later because as the hot sun is coming, it's going to bake that rubber into the concrete and it'll be more difficult to move off.
Good, because my son does face the south. Okay, well done. Thank you, Lou.
That's such a kid move, isn't it, Lou?
Yeah. Dragged it down the driveway.
You're like, what did you do? Okay, one last question. How old is too old for electric wiring? My house is 75 years old with original wiring.
Well, it depends on what the wiring is. If it's copper wiring and it's shielded, then certainly that's fine. Even if your house has aluminum wiring, while that's not code any longer, as long as it's still shielded, you're fine. But, you know, it's a question of if you start taking apart devices and things start to break apart, then you may need a licensed electrician to re-pull some new wire.
All right. Always great to talk to you. What's on the show Saturday?
Hey, we're talking about backup power. A few weeks ago, I talked about generators. There's a company that has a backup battery system for your home. So during the, you know, everything's fine, the batteries charge, and then when the power goes out, you don't have to worry about anything starting up. You just switch over to battery, and we're going to learn more about that after 8:35 on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. That's Lou Manfredini. Make sure you're listening.